مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of Sirius FM as well as مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة. We welcome you to this program, الفقه على المذاهب الأربعة، Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 27th of Dhul Hijjah, 1445, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 4th of July, 2024. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Damat Barakatuh. Mufti Saab, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.
Wa Alaikum Assalam wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. Barakallahu Feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu Khairan.
Our topic today is on Muharram. Mufti Saab, what is the meaning of Muharram and where is its importance mentioned in the Quran Sharif?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulihil Kareem, amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we mentioned last week, that whenever we want to appreciate something about Islam, then remember we must appreciate it. That is, we will always appreciate it, thereby you must remember, that is, comparing it with others, you must remember that. So how will that happen is, so we go to the Quran Sharif, Surah 9, verse 36. So there Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allah isna ashara shahra. That verily the number of months, that is the lunar months, that are ordained, prescribed by Almighty Allah, fi kitabillah, in the book of Almighty Allah, yawma khalaqa samawati wal ard, the day Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala creates, you must remember, created the heavens and the earth. So that day already Allah Ta'ala prescribed the 12 lunar months, and from there minha arbatun hurum, four are sacred months. So what are the four sacred months? The Quran Sharif is silent. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam function duty, as mentioned in the Quran Sharif and enshrined in the Quran, chapter 16, verse 44, Surah Nahl, the B, verse 44, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ. Bayan, to explain something. Tabiyin, to explain in detail and completely and, you know, that comprehensively. So you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran Sharif is revealed to you, so you explain completely, comprehensively to people in detail. Ma nuzzila ilayhim, what has been revealed to them, wa la'allahum yatafakkaroon, so that they wonder, ponder in that, chapter 16, verse 44. So in Bukhari Sharif it is mentioned, Zulqa'dah, which are the 4 months, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and then Muharram, Salasun Mutawaliyat, three are consecutive months, and the month of Rajab. So now the question arises, what is the reason that these four have been chosen? One. And what is the meaning of each one? So why were they chosen? You see, Hajj is an ancient ibadat. Ma min nabihin illa waqad hajja. There is no Nabi but he performed Hajj. From Nabi Adam alayhi salam right to Nabi Isa alayhi salam, then Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Hajjatul Wida in the 10th year of the Hijrah. So we should know that, right? And if you want, go open Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah, and that Nabi Adam alayhi salam performed Hajj Mashiyan from Minal Hind, from India, right up to Makkah, is to come walking. So it shows from that time already there was Hajj and all that. So now which months are Hajj? So Zulqa'dah, the month of sitting. So automatic ceasefire. So there must be no fighting, combat, so people have a free and a safe passage to go to Makkah Mukarramah. Zulhijjah, they'll be there. But remember in Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, all these places. And then the month of Muharram, the month you must remember, because we're going to start with now Sunday, Monday, inshallah, this week. So remember is Qudumul Hujjaj, the month of returning. You see, so Zulhijjah, the month of Hajj. Muharram, the honorable month, the respected month. So that is the meaning of Muharram. Then a person will ask, okay, that is for the three consecutive months. What about Rajab? So Rajab itself means honorable, respected, and so forth. Rajab al-Murajab, Rajab al-Mu'azzam, and so forth. So remember that it means that people have a safe passage to Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa for Umrah during the course of the year. Because the people were highway robbers and so forth and so on. So it shows the month of Muharram was already important, significant. The day Almighty Allah Jalla Wala created this universe already. So from there we can gauge the meaning, the virtues and the history of it as well.
Mufti Saab, with regards to Muharram, how do we in South Africa or wherever we are in the world honor this month of Muharram?
First and foremost, remember that we must know that when the month of Muharram starts, it means not only a new month is starting, a new, you must remember, year is starting as well. So how will that happen? So now Saturday night, this Saturday night, today is Thursday. So we know in South Africa, Saturday will be the 29th. So we have to scan the sky and look for the new moon and crescent. So we must look for it, and if it is sighted, so it is most unlikely because it's 16, 17 hours, it's difficult, very difficult. So most probably, inshallah, Sunday will be 30th, Sunday in South Africa, and Monday will be the 1st. But in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, and majority countries of the world, that remember, Saturday is 30th, so automatically then Sunday will be the 1st, like that it will be. So wherever you are, so Sunday will be during the daytime Muharram or the nighttime it will be Muharram. Like by ours will be Sunday night, first Muharram will be ushered in. And there Sunday it will be during the day. So that is how it is, okay? So what we must do is we speak about honoring something. So the only way you honor it is by learning the proper du'as and supplications. And we sent it out yesterday, mashallah, with Mona Ahmad Dokrad's beautiful voice, remember. There are three masnoon sunnah du'as to read whenever the Islamic lunar month starts. So by now, said Friday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we should be by hearting it already. Remember that. Every day you learn one du'a, Thursday one, Friday one, Saturday one. What is the benefit if you do so? Surah 3 verse 31. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, fattabi'uni, so follow me, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immaculately. You see, people, when they translate today, they just say, it means follow me. So why I don't agree with that is you need to go to Tarikhul Alfaz, the philology, history of these words. When you have a cow, and that cow gives birth to the calf, so that calf is called tabi' or tabi'ah, male tabi' and female tabi'ah. So if you study the word, you will find that it is following its mother in every hook, nook and corner. So that once you know that, so ittiba' will mean that to follow me immaculately. So that is why we translate it like that. Then if we do that, yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We are human beings, we are sane, we are mature, alhamdulillah. Daily we commit sins, either with the eyes, with the ears, with the tongue, with the hands, with the body. So every person commits sins today. No person can say he's sane and mature, never commits sins. So the more we follow immaculately Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, your sins will get forgiven. So Allah Ta'ala will expunge it, remove it, and grant us Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la through His Father, grace and mercy. So it's a win-win situation. So the first dua, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. Now here you need to understand the beauty, glory of the Arabic language. Hilal means raf'us sawt, to raise your voice. See, there's the chant, there's the moon, there's the crescent. So that is Hilal. Ma uhilla li ghayrillah, Quran says. So the word is used also. When you take, you are slaughtering. So people must slaughter, sacrifice in the name of Allah. But some people, they sacrifice in the name of the idols or Jesus and so forth. So that is meta, is carry, and it's haram. You can't consume that. So Almighty Allah is teaching us, Hilalu khayrin wa rushdin. Always ask Allah for khayr and goodness, wa rushdin and righteousness. So we read Allahu Akbar, Hilalu khayrin wa rushdin. These three words, Hilalu khayrin wa rushdin, are mentioned there. Remember in our Abu Dawood, and mashallah, you Mawza Zaid Khan, I think it's 2 years ago, I don't know more, that you started you gave the suggestion of our Islamic calendar, and we started, now we're preparing the Muharram one, mashallah, and then the events there. So very good, we must educate the Ummah, remember that. So not just cut and paste, other people are giving theirs, doing, so we do the same. No, we must give something new. In balagha, in rhetoric, there's a law. At-ta'asisu awla min at-ta'kid. At-ta'asisu awla min at-ta'kid. Bring new things is better than just, you understand, affirming and just, you understand, that just applying the same thing and just, you must remember, just confirming what is already there. So we don't need that. We need new things to teach the people that what really happened in our history. So forth. So that's the first dua. Allahu Akbar hilalu khairin wa rushdin. Second dua, remember Ubadah bin Samit, where he is buried, then next to Aqsa al-Mubarak. And where his wife, Umm al-Haram, she's buried in Cyprus. See Sahaba, male, female, where and where they went to make Dawat and Tabligh of Islam. So he states, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, when the new Islamic man starts, say, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So these words everybody knows. But then in front, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha shahr. Ya Allah, that I beg of you the best of this month. You see, so always ask Allah. Therefore, when you study the profile, the history of Imam Malik rahimahullah, that first night, the first day of the Islamic lunar month is to go the extra mile. His students would ask him, why you do that, oh Ustad G? You know, we say Ustad G for respect. He said, if the beginning of the month goes well, the whole month will go well. See? Big lessons for all of us. So Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha shahr wa a'udhu bika min sharri al-qadr. I seek your protection from evil destiny, from evil fate, F-A-T-E, from evil taqdeer, and so forth. So that is the second. And then, wa a'udhu bika min sharri al-qadr wa su'il hashr, and a bad assembly, congregation. Tomorrow, day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will say, Wamtazul yawma ayyuhal mujrimun. Oh, you criminals, stand one side. So it must not happen that we standing with them, Allah forbid. We must be standing under liwa'un Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the flag and the banner mubarak of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with the Sahaba and Awliyaullah, Tabi'in, Awliya, and so forth. So that is why it's very important. So this hadith mentioned on the authority of Ubadah bin Samit in Musnad Ahmad. Then the third hadith, this one we must learn. Is Sahih hadith and mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma hillahu alayna bil amni wal iman wa salamati wal islam wa tawfiq. Ya Allah, let this new moon and crescent loom upon us both safety and security, protection, preservation of our iman and Islam, wa tawfiq. Ya Allah, you grant us the divine guidance, the divine ability. Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam is Khatibul Anbiya, the orator of the prophets. But what he says, Quran is teaching us, وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. No one can grant us this except Allah Ta'ala. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressing Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha and say, Ya Muwaffaqah, Ya Muwaffaqah, you are given tawfiq. Allah has accepted you, O Siddiqa, O Aisha. See, when I went to Makkah Mukarramah once, alhamdulillah, many times we went with Allah's help. So it was around 97, 98, around there. So then I went to Sheikh Sabuni, rahimahullah, and I told him, that Ustad, for this to Sheikh, I'm leaving tomorrow and I'm going from here to Lucknow to go meet Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi. He said, Huwa min baqiyati salaf. Huwa min baqiyati salaf. You see that? And then he said, Rajulun muwaffaqun. You see? So how he praised him, you must say. Then he wrote one note also for him, and then I took it in it from one Sheikh to another Sheikh, you know. So alhamdulillah, so like that. So some people, Allah gave them the tawfiq, you must remember. So Allahumma hillahu alayna bil amni wal iman wa salamati wal islam wa tawfiq lima tuhibbu wa tarda rabbi wa rabbukallah. See, kidnapping, people are getting, you know, people are losing so much in their shop and their cars are getting stolen, and so what then, what is going on? Allah bring our Mauna Yusuf Sattariya back home and safe and sound, you know. It's already now 1 week, last week it happened, you know. So Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all parties there. So Ya Allah, let this new moon and crescent loom upon us with safety, security, protection, preservation of our Iman and Islam. With Tawfiq, grant us the divine guidance. Lima tuhibbu wa tarda, to do those actions, say those speech that are beloved to you and you are pleased with it. Rabbi wa rabbukallah, you are my sustainer, nourisher. You are Allah, the nourisher, sustainer of the celestial creation, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, everything. The things we know and the things we don't know is Sahih Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. And look at the glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the Arabic language. You won't find in any language. Every 3 nights, the first 3 nights is Hilal. Then every 3 nights, the name changes. And on the 14th night, when the moon is shining in its glory and beauty, then it's called Laylatul Badr. Show me any language got this, you understand? So therefore, Allah Ta'ala chose Arabic language to be Lughatu Ahalil Jannah, the Quran Sharif in Arabic, Bilisan in Arabiyyi Mubin, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam speaking Arabic only. So these are a lot of wisdom in all these things here. So that is first how we honor it. Then is the starting of a new year. So this dua there also, Imam Tabarani, he wrote 3 kitabs, Al-Ma'ajimu Salata, Mu'jame Kabir, Mu'jame Saghir, Mu'jame Awsat. In Mu'jame Awsat you find the hadith. Then now we must learn this dua. So 1445, yesterday I was with Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib. So I made like a, you know, latifa, like a light-hearted story. I told him, Hazrat, ab im saal bahir tashreef de jayenge aur naya saal mein wapas aa jayenge. So he looked at me and said, matlab ye hua ke Hazrat ka safar hai Zambia ka. To jab aap tashreef le jayenge sanichar aur wapas tashreef lenge itwar ko sham ko hoga raat ko hoga ghaliban. To jab aap wapas tashreef lenge to naya saal. You're going in the old year and coming back in the new year. So he said, oh. So then, you see, we got very happy. So you must remember these things here. So now a new year, you're going in 1445 and coming back in 1446. It's like, I tell you, I'll see you next year. You know, like that. So next year don't mean now, it's just now 1-2 days time, then it's like next year, like that. So you must remember that you must read this dua mentioned in Mu'jam al-Awsat. Now these are things we must teach our children, grandchildren, our students, our family members, like that. Allahumma adakhilhu alayna bil amni wal imani wal salamati wal islam. Ya Allah, let this man enter upon us with safety, security, and again preservation, protection of our iman and islam. Then in the starting of the year already, we are not non-Muslims. Allah Ta'ala protected us from kufr and shirk. When the new year starts, they have big, big parties, wine, dine and swine. So Islam taught us, you must say, وَرِدْوَانِمْ مِنَ الرَّحْمَانِ. Ya Allah, you must be pleased with us. وَجِوَارِمْ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. And Ya Allah, protect us from Satan, Shaitan and Lucifer. And then the whole next week Thursday we'll discuss about Ashura and all that. So today just Muharram and related issues. So you must remember that. So then Hadith Sahih, Muslim Sharif, Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, all the kitabs got it. So Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Afdalu Siyam Ba'da Siyami Ramadan Shahrullah al-Muharram. The best fast after the month of Ramadan is the month of Allah. When you attribute something to Allah, it's li raf'id darajat, to elevate his rank. So therefore, Baytullah, Naqatullah, and Ye Shahrullah, the month of Allah, Muharram. Otherwise, the entire universe belongs to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah is elevating his rank. So that is the best month after the month of Ramadan. But now this ishkal, objection, that is the Qawli Hadith, to what the Master, alayhi salatu salam, uttered, and this is Sahih, authentic Hadith. But when we look at the Amal Mubarak of the Master alayhi salatu salam, then practically the Master alayhi salatu salam used to fast the most besides Ramadan, this compulsory, in the month of Shaban. So if somebody is saying, now how come Nabi alayhi salam is telling us the best fast is the month of Muharram, but he himself kept more fast in Shaban to compare to Ramadan. Compared to Muharram, the Master alayhi salam kept more fast in Shaban. So two, three answers. Answer number one is the honorable wives used to keep qada fast in Sha'ban. So Nabi alayhi salatu salam wanted to please them also, so he also used to keep that fast in Sha'ban. Second one, ayyurfa amali wa nasa'im, the hadith, remember they mentioned in Sunan Nasa'i. I want the whole year sins. Astaghfirullah. So I want the whole year, you must remember that good deeds and that to go up while I am fasting. For me and you is sins. Anbiya protected, you must remember. وَأُحِبُّ أَيُّرْفَ عَمَلِي وَنَصَائِمْ. So our good deeds, everything, and bad deeds, everything will go up. But Allah Ta'ala, because of the good deeds, will erase the sins. And that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is protected, obviously. So that is also رَفْءُ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Hadith mentioned in Sunan Nasa'i. Third reason, that if you study Siratul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the Master alayhi salatu salam, the other months who travel, there will be a lot of asfar and safar and journeys and trips, but in Sha'ban, Ramadan, there were much less, you understand. So therefore Nabi alayhi salam practically used to keep fast during those months, although amalan that we see Muharram was less and Sha'ban was more, but both are accepted. One is qawlan and one is fa'lan, to make it easy for the ummah also, you see. So like that it is, we should remember this type of things.
Mufti Saab, there's a question here. A person is asking that with regards to these months, we know it's the honorable months. So will, for example, Hamas, who is fighting now, there is no ceasefire for them. So because the terrorist
regime... So you must remember that jihad and all that, these ahadi, these Quranic verses and all that are now... For that reason that to say that there must be no fighting and no jihad, that's all cancelled now. If you study Nabi alayhi salatu salam's ghazawat, so in Muharram, the battle of Khaybar took place. So there's it there already. So in the battle of Khaybar, ijma'an took place in Muharram, and the Quran made ishara to it also. So you must remember in the sixth year of the hijrah, so you must remember the month is Zulqa'dah. So if you look at the clauses, that's why Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was so upset. He said, but we on haq, alasna al-haq, why must we accept all these conditions and clauses? So they are putting everything in their favor, and everything is going against us, and we accepting it. Allah Ta'ala revealed on that occasion, inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. You understood? So you must remember that Allah Ta'ala is giving you victory and all this type of... So he asked, which kind of victory is this? So you must remember that when you read the Quran, then you will understand. So that was in the sixth year of the Hijrah, Sulah Hudaybiyah, all that. Nowadays is called Shumaysiyah and whatever you... So they changed the name, the Saudis, you know, foolish people. So Allah Ta'ala then made ishara. What is the ishara? That see, that you're going to go now and you'll go back to Medina and all that. There's 10 years, you must remember, peace treaty, supposed to be. But Allah Ta'ala fa'anzala sakinat alayhim, Allah Ta'ala sent sakina, peace, tranquility upon you. Wa athabahum fathan qareeba. And very soon Allah will reward you with a great victory, you see. So that is in chapter 48, Surah Al-Fath, verse 18. Chapter 48, verse 18. And in Muharram, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram. So just 2 months, you must remember, less than 2 months, victory already came to the Muslims. So you'll say that portion, you can't fight, you can't combat and all that, that's mansukh, is abrogated. Understood? Because immediately after that, you must remember that the battle took place. So like that, you will find that battles took place and that. So what Hamas is doing is 100% not only permissible, if you fight in other months and you fight in these months, you get more reward. Not prohibited, you get more reward. Because why? Quran says Arba'atun Hurum. So you must remember that. So it's sacred months. So if it's sacred months, the ulama wrote, you commit sin, the sin is worse. A person swears outside, a person swears inside a masjid. So common sense will tell you it's worse in a masjid. So yeah, also if a person commits vices during these months, so the vice is worse. Although it's the same thing in other months, but the same crime. And remember, you do good deeds, so jihad and all that, qital is excellent, the best one can say almost. So you must remember, you get double sawab for that, you must remember that. Therefore Allah Ta'ala's help is coming with them also. So that is what we should understand. And I gave you dalil also, so about the battle of Khaybar.
Mufti Saab, from a seerah perspective, what are the most important lessons from the hijrah?
So you must remember that if you study Muharram and all that before we go to the hijrah and all that, so you must remember that, that Muharram and that wasn't like sacred now because Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam and him was saved or this happened. From those days already, Ayyamul Jahidiyah, the pre-Islamic days, it was considered Muharram and Muqaddas and sacred and holy and so forth and so on. So that is what we should remember. Many things were, you call this Istishabul Hal in our technical jargon. You call it Istishabul Hal. So what you will call Istishabul Hal, that you will say status quo remains. What you will say? Status quo remains. See, a new cabinet now has been chosen, right? So now you got the minister of, say, finance, or minister of defense, or minister of mineral, whatever it is, 75 mufatiyas if you ask me. But anyway, so now you got a new minister. So that minister say, I will move and go on the same trajectory, what trajectory? Trajectory of the previous minister. So I won't make many changes. So that means status quo will remain. You see that? So Islam says that these people used to say this, do this, do this, so we will keep it, status quo remains. You see that? You call it istishabul hal. So remember, one, two wrong things they did that we remove it, but in general, in principle, status quo will remain. So that is what we must remember. See, every Nabi made hijrat, if you study it. Nabi Adam alayhi salam made hijrat from where? From the skies to the land. And then it went back, you see. So Nabi Nuh alayhi salam made hijrat, you see. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam made hijrat. Nabi Musa alayhi salam made hijrat from Egypt to Madian, like that. So Nabi Isa alayhi salam, he made hijrat from the dunya to the sky. You see. So that is how. So hijrat is part of our Islamic teaching. And for me and you to make hijrah, I always look at that verse and I get very happy, you know. So you must remember Quran Sharif for us ordinary mortals, we are sinners. You must remember that. Always remember me and you, we are sinners. Anbiya, prophets and messengers are masoom, they protected, and more so for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Remember that. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا فِي اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا. And those people, you must remember, who made hijrah for the sake of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, fillah, in the path of Allah. After they were oppressed, then lanubawwi annahum fid dunya hasana. Surely, surely, we will give them best, you understand, shelter, bounties, favors in this worldly life. Wala ajrul akhirati akbar. And the year after will be much, much greater, the reward. But law kanu ya'lamun. Only if they knew. But it's not a walk in the park, you know. So alladhina sabaru wa ala rabbihim yatawakkalun. That they had to make sabr, lot of sabr in this. Because you're moving from one place to another, you're moving one country to another. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And then they had to make, you must remember, place their trust in Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad, one is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba, I'm just speaking of our times. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib, rahimahullah, so he passed away on 10 Shawwal, 1976. So this ayat here is Surah 16, you understand? Chapter 16, Surah Nahl, verses 41-42. Surah 16, verses 41-42, okay? So he says, when I migrated from India and that came to Pakistan, so he was 53 years old. So even then, he imitated Nabi alayhi salam. This is a nukta, you know? So yesterday, I was sitting with Hazrat Mufti Sahib. I told him, I showed one message of Hazrat Shaykh al-Islam, Hazrat Madani, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, you see. When the judge told him that you telling the people, Muslims, they can't be conscripted in the army, is that your fatwa? He said, that is my fatwa and I'm repeating it now in court also in front of you. You see, Hazrat Shaykh al-Islam told him. So he said, do you know for that there's a death penalty? He said, yes, I know. Mera kaam fatwa dena hai, aapka kaam saza dena hai. I will speak the truth, you do what you want to do, you see. So he said, if you think we fear death, see, yeah, I brought my cloth. So the judge was wondering, what are you talking, what's this? So he said, yeh mere kafan hai, main laya hu dioban se, you see. I brought this, my kafan, so that I don't want to use anything of you Angrez and British and so forth, you see. When he said that, so thousands of people left the army and so forth. It was a turning point. So that story that is there is mentioned 7 September. Understood? So like that. So 7 September. So I told Hazrat, ye ajib ittifaq hai. Hazrat Madani Nawarullah Marqadaw's waqia was 7 September. And Hazrat Allama bin Nuri Rahimahullah, when they passed the fatwa, whatever you understand. So when they passed, when the government passed, you must remember the ruling that because of Hazrat bin Nuri and their efforts and that. So remember it was also 7 September 1974. Hazrat Madani passed away in 57. So 1957. So that also was 7 September. Understood. So Hazrat was very like impressed, happy, like I said, you see. So anyway, the point I'm making here is this. So hijrah. So we are sinners. So I look at it, you know, when I resigned in Darul Uloom 2000. So Mausema Sabah used to ask me, what you going to do? I said, I don't know. Maulana used to think I'm hiding. But as you see, I'm there every day and I'm not going anywhere. Understood. Then in that rush, that I went twice to America. So once my brother Yusuf Dokrat, he passed away, rahimahullah, Allah gave him general fidelity. And once they invited me, so because of the first trip, so I left my CV and then we went there. So but I told him I won't come unless you'll pay for both for me and my wife. They said, no problem. So we went like that, you see. So see that how much benefit. Then I went Malawi, I met the president and all that. So that Farooq Dosani of Heidelberg, he arranged that, you see. Then I came here, I joined Channel Islam. Understood? So it was 15 January, I left Newcastle, 2001. So in the starting, very difficult, you know, that you're used to it, you're in comfort zone and all that. But see now, Allah Ta'ala gave us what and what, you must remember. You know, sometimes you can cry. Ya Allah, people are suffering. And yeah, we don't have to go anywhere. Upar makan, niche ruhani dukan. You understand? For me, ayyala, Arabic, to Qadriban. Now, how many people in the world will have that? Nobody. Very few people. You understand? So, Quran is telling you if you make hijrah. So, first hijrah we made from Heidelberg to Karachi to go learn deen. Then, when we came back, we went to Newcastle. We spent 20 years there. You understand? And then, from there, now we came here. So, this time. So, if your niyat is right and you're doing for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, you must remember, Allah will reward you so much. This in the world. Fi dunya hasana. Well, ajrul akhirati akbar. But that now that we are ordinary mortals. Now what about anbiya and all of them? So if you study the life, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is there in Iraq, and from Iraq then he come there to Egypt, then Makkah, then Palestine and where. So you'll see somewhere and somewhere they made hijrah. You understand? So Nabi Musa alayhi salam from Egypt to Madian and all that stories. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hijrah, and then Allah makes it such that you come back to your place where you were initially, and you'll come back victorious. Understood? You'll come back victorious. So Nabi alayhi salatu salam left, durusul hijrah. And then Allah want to elevate him, saniyas nain, it's huma fil ghar. 1-2 months before time, he's preparing already, Sayyidina Abu Bakr. He's just waiting. Then one day in the afternoon, a waqt is Zahira. It's extremely hot. Makkah's heat, 50 degrees plus minus. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't come at that time. So he came, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and told us, Abu Bakr, be ready. Anytime we're going to leave now. He say, I was so pleased. And then I started feeding the camels more and more and all that. He bought everything. And then they went, and 3 days they spent day in the cave, Ghari Thawr. And then, so how many stops from here, you must remember, Makkah to Medina, how many stops? So the ulama have written there were 23 stops or something. So everything is documented, you understand? That where and where Nabi alayhi salam stopped was Sayyidina Abu Bakr, yeah, there. So started Makkah. I'll just get a starting ending. Started Makkah, and then next stop Ghar Thawr. Then Medina, they enter there, Masjid Quba. There's a second last stop. And then after a few days, then into Wasatul Medina. Entry into Medina Central. You see? So these are things. So that is why it's, everything is unique. We know how many places they stopped and everything. So we must learn all these things here, you see, what happened and so forth. So anyway, so that is a lesson for deen. You have to. So Islamic calendar started from Hijrah, because we don't want to say it must start with the birth of somebody. Everybody will just be birthday. We don't want to do with the death of somebody, that everybody will just be crying and that. So we have Hijrah, and Quran made ishara to that. La masjidun ussisa ala taqwa min awwali yawmin. You must remember that. So that is the lesson we must learn. This ummah must be always, see, da'wat and tabligh. That yesterday I received the book, you understand. Very interesting, actually. So remember, tabligh jamaat 100 years, you see. So in English it is, I will send it to you. So you must read it in a weekend. It's very nice. So certain things, will, first time in your life, you will hear them, learn them. So anyway, so this type of things there, that you'll find, you know. So Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawwarullah Marqadahu. Just one thing I give you. When Mawlana Ilyas Nawwarullah Marqadahu is going to pass away in 1944. So his rai, that was somebody else must be look after the work of Dawat Tabligh. But they asked his elder, like, you know, a person who he loved and respected, Hazrat Shah Abdul Qadir Raipuri, rahimahullah. So he said, no, that Mona Yusuf, your son, must be made the Amir. So he pulled back to his rai, and he said, let's write it down, and you all are witness and all. You understood? So like that you must remember. So today, if people, they say, no, this is, I started, they'll say, no. But see, so much ikhlas there was, you see. So they would do everything for their 100 years now, Islamically 100 years. So when he started 1925, 1926 and all these kind of things there. So that is how you will find a lot of things there. I learned it anew there, you know. So anyway, and then how a separation took place and whatever, all this split and all that. So that is how. So they made hijrah. They go from here to there. You see, when a jamaat come, they say, Bayo, we made hijrah, now you, the maqami satis, the local satis, you must make nusrah. You see? So hijrah and nusrah. See, Fajr, where we go? That now, Brother Muhammad Khan, he picked me up. You see, we finish here. Then his news, and your news now. So inshallah, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, you have to give news, and Monday, Tuesday. Then Wednesday, inshallah, Suleiman Mota will be back. So then your news come, and then we read 2 rakat namaz, then I feed the birds, and then I go to the masjid. 6:20 is my namaz there, you see. So now it's late namaz, you know. So nice, then we give hadith in there. So masjid Muhajirin and Ansar, you see. Masjid Muhajirin and Ansar, so like that. So very nice name, like that. So anyway, so that is a big lesson there. So that hijrah must carry on. Last one, that who is the true muhajir? So remember that the true muhajir is wahi, Nabi Sallallahu. Muslim must be Muslim every day, every night, not part-time business. So that is where we are failing. So Nabi alayhi salam said, "Wal muhajiru man hajara, ay man taraka, man qata'a. Man hajara ma nahallahu anhu." A muhajir is he who stays away and abstains from all types of vices and sins. You see that? And just make a note of it, that I want to discuss one masala about wasila.
Mufti Sahib, you said the masala of wasila and tawassul. Please explain it to us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before we come to that, we must just mention 3-4 things. That people have a lot of ghalat fahmi, misunderstanding, misconceptions regarding Muharram. This morning in the program with Maw Salim Kareem also we had a question. Can my son, daughter, or anybody get married during the first 10 days of Muharram? So 100% permissible. So remember, the big problem nowadays is many Sunnis, they become like Shias in the first 10 days of Muharram. So we need to be extremely careful about that. So for example, this is one. The kuffar Shias will say you can't have nikah and walima and all that. So we reject that totally, you must remember. Second one is this, that they will tell you must have 10-day majlis. 10-day majlis, the woman get together or the men get together, and then they story about this and everybody crying and all. So what happens to all this? Is Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu the only martyr in Islam? Obviously not. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was martyred. Sayyidina Usman was martyred. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was martyred. The greatest martyr of all time, all places, is Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. So we must protect and promote and advocate our correct belief. The time now is for tashihul aqaid. We have to rectify the people's belief system. So hadith, sahih hadith in Mustadrak Hakim, and that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the title Sayyidu Shuhada. The leader of all the martyrs is Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. But how many people speak of Sayyidina Hamza? So we just speak of Sayyidina 100% we must love Sayyidina Hussein. I went to Karbala myself. So you must remember that. But that does not mean we get influenced so much by the Shias and we start promoting their ideas and so forth. You understood? So that is wrong, obviously. So like that. So next one, you must remember, as I said last week also, you don't say Muharram or the first 10 days of Muharram became important because of Shahadat-e-Hussein. You say Allah Ta'ala elevated the rank of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an by giving him martyrdom on the Friday, on the 10th of Muharram, Ashura, and remember he fought till the end and so forth. So Allah elevated him so much, Al-Hasan wal-Hussein, Sayyida Shababi Halil Jannah. And who are the people who martyred Sayyidina Hussein? I gave you the whole thing. It's the Kuffar Shias themselves. So these are few things we must remember that. People, they change the whole thing upside down. And we just follow like sheep. So that is unacceptable, you must remember that. See, there is one character coming to Cape Town now in this few days. You must remember that, some Salafi guy. He's from England or somewhere, you understood. And Allah alone knows who invited him. So he says, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. This is what he said, you see. He says, if a person commit adultery, fornication, whatever, what is by own biological mother. So everybody will say it's a horrible, terrible crime and all that. You see that? And then if a person, he prays through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So who is worse? He say, you the people will say the first one is worse. We say the second one is worse. So why? He said this is shirk, you see. So Allah forbid, we reject that with the contempt it deserves. So remember, tawassul and wasila is three ways. One is wasila, tawassul and wasila, bi asma'illahi ta'ala wa sifatihi. Allah Ta'ala speaks of it himself. Walillahi al-asma'ul husna fad'uhu biha. So invoke and call Almighty Allah by his names. So قُلِدُ اللَّهِ وِدُ الرَّحْمَنِ أَيَّمَّا تَدُوْ فَلَوْ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. You say, Ya Allah, you are Wahhab. And Ya Allah, through the wasila of your word, give me this, give me that. Ya Allah, you are the one who are sattar. So through that, give wasila that, Ya Allah, you cover and conceal my word. This ijma'an is jais. Second one is hadithul ghar. That through you make wasila, through your a'mal salihah. That person said, Ya Allah, that I didn't feed my children and I fed my parents, and that then that ghar opened. That person spoke about he wanted to commit zina. Then the fear of Allah took him, then it opened like that. So you must remember. So you must, that is now wasila through a'mal salihah. So that is permissible. Wasila through people who are alive. You must remember, open Bukhari Sharif. So you must remember Salatul Istisqa. Say the time for namaz for rain and dua they're making for rain. Inna natawassalu bi ammi nabiyina. Sayyidina Umar and Sahaba said, we're making wasila. The word wasila is used. Natawassalu bi ammi nabiyina. Through the chacha, the uncle, paternal, kaka. In we, Amman, we say kaka, Urdu chacha. And Arabic, pastor, brur, like that. So father's brother. So paternal uncle. So we're using, making wasila through him. So it shows. So where's the ikhtilaf? The difference of opinion between us, imma arba'a, and the four schools, and these so-called Salafi characters, is in tawassul and wasila bil amwat. You understand? So now I ask you a question. See, I give you. You see, the problem with these guys here, they study there in Medina, they study here, there, but they don't understand usul ul fiqh and fiqh. They're very poor in that. I know this to come by me, I have to teach them so many things there. So when, you know, I go Medina and all that, one day they went to the police court us and all that. I was teaching them, you understand, miras, and I think I told you the story. The Muslim,
no.
Huh? No. Yeah, I was teaching them, then the police came by me. They said, we're seeing you in the camera every day, and every day the crowd is getting bigger. I said, I don't have kitab. He said, no, we know you know the kitab by heart. You know, so, but very nicely they told me, you see. So I told the students, see, I want to do you all a favor and I'm getting into trouble here. So best thing, no more classes here in the Haram in Masjid Nabawi. Alhamdulillah, we had sheriff of teaching, you understand, in Masjid Nabawi for 3-4 days. And then we had to stop because of that. So then I told them, come to the hotel, I'll teach you all day in the hotel, you understood? So the, from there alone, they used to admit themselves, usul ul fiqh all day, they're very weak. I'll show you even here how, what foolish mistakes they make. So you must see, Quran Kareem states, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتِ. Don't say for those people who are martyred in the path of Allah, they're dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءُ وَلَاكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Surah number 2, verse number 154. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 154. Allah is saying they are alive. So whose rank is higher? You call it dalalatun nas. So you must remember that Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. So uff is one word. If you start using F and B's for your father, mother, Allah forbid, it's much worse than that. So he says, no, that is not in the Quran or Sunnah. It shows you don't understand tafaqquh fi din. You don't understand usulul fiqh and hadith and all this kind. So that's the same thing here also. So if shuhada alive, anbiya are more alive. And we'll give you dalil for that also. So this is one place. Second place, you must remember, Quran Kareem states that bal ahyaun inda rabbihim yurzaqoon. That who are the martyrs and so forth, that they are alive. You must remember that. And by Almighty Allah, they're given risk and sustenance. Farihina bima atahumullah. So remember, they're rejoicing the honor which Almighty Allah has conferred upon them. So see, again, Allah is saying they're alive and so forth. Go open Surah Al-Imran and verses 169, 170. So when Allah is saying they're alive, then for Anbiya, Hadith Sahih in Ibn Majah, إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لَا تَأْكُلُ أَجْسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَا. You understood? The land and the sand does not devour the Mubarak, blessed bodies of the prophets and messengers and so forth. So it shows, you must remember that they're alive in their grave. So what is the problem then? So this is qillatul faham, you must remember that. Therefore, we say Salafis are Muslim, but today Salafis, I don't say all, but I'll say majority of them, they dhal and mudil. They must remember that. They themselves are corrupted and they teach people things that are corrupted. So you in Cape Town, you better challenge him and all that. You must remember this. All fairy tale stories, you must remember. They asked him, why you can't say this about the Saudi government? He said, no, there's a hadith for that. The hadith is when the person is Muslim, when he's murtad, then yesterday he got $60 million for esports. You must remember that. Next month they bring in, you must remember, some band there. Today the Arab news got it. And 100,000 people, spectators are expected. And this type of thing. You come tell me they're Muslim, these people. So you must remember this kind of thing.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.